Every once in a while, I think I should be fair and give you a story of Tom behaving badly. About, 25 years ago, my partner and I were building a place in East Hampton, and we were out there working on our days off from the other restaurant, you know. Mm-hmm. It was the middle of the winter, and the heat wasn't on. So we were so tired of being cold one night, we decided we were going to go out to dinner just to get warm. And my partner comes across this thing, a steak night at this restaurant in Montauk. We, you know, we're playing pool. It was kind of like that kind of place, the arts, sure. You know. Anything. I would have played Mahjong if they had a board there just to stay there, right? So I go to the bar. This is, 150 beers later or whatever, we're drinking. And I'm looking behind the bar, and I see this bottle of Louis XIII. Now, for those who don't know, Louis XIII is a very, very expensive brandy made by Remy Martin. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at the bottle. I'm like, God, this is an odd place for that, because at the time, it was probably $40 a glass or something like that.
So it's high end.
Yeah, very high end. So I said to the bartender, I said, you got Louis XIII here? He goes, oh, yeah, that stuff's really expensive. I said, I know. What are you getting for it? He goes, we're getting like $10 a glass. I'm like, huh?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, right. So now I got the one guy on the one shoulder going, you can't do that, Tom. You're in a restaurant business. This isn't right.
Right, right.
And the other guy's saying, if God didn't want you to have it, he wouldn't have made it $10. So I'm like back and forth. So I said, all right, give us $7. So anyway, we drained the bottle, Louis XIII, right? About 6 months later, I'm in this bar in Montauk, and I'm talking to this guy. It turns out he's the guy that owns the place that I was in, right?
Yeah.
And we're talking about, customer stories and employee things. And he says, employee stories? I had some idiot bartender giving Louis XIII away for $10 a glass. I'm like, I hope you fired him. I'm saying to myself, if he finds out it's me, I'm going to have to move out of state. So I never did come clean. And he never did find out, thank God. And if he's listening, I'm in trouble. I won't be back next week, folks. This will be the last one.
He's writing a book right now, Other Restaurateurs Behaving Badly.
Yeah, totally.